Anna News Family.
When life gets you down, you know what you gotta do?
I don't wanna know what you gotta do.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming.
Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze.
Hello, how are you, and welcome. This is the Disney Plus Us podcast, a podcast dedicated to the Disney Plus streaming service. We got all the hacks to Disney Plus. We downloaded them, and it's right in front of us. Mm. Then we got all the secrets from Bob Iger's secret notepad he keeps under his desk. And then we got all the tricks that Mickey Mouse himself has up his sleeve.
Mm, all the Mickey tricks.
Yeah, we got that because we did his laundry.
Oh.
But in this podcast, not only do we talk about Disney Plus,
we are watching every single Disney animated feature in chronological order. Today, you have landed on Toy Story 3.
Oh my gosh.
Trace.
Everybody knows and is scared and maybe just now emotionally recovered from Toy Story 3.
Yeah. We'll talk about all that. But first, Jay, how are you doing?
Oh, Andrea, I am so glad you asked.
Uh-huh.
This is a 70-degree day.
Yeah.
You, my lovely wife, just made a meal with pierogies, sausage, broccoli, sour cream, and mustard. Ugh. It's like the world is on my side. I feel good. And a little quiet, silent, humble brag. I had an art gallery opening.
You did last Friday.
I didn't ever think my art deserved a gallery, but also I'm like, I've never had one, so how would I know? Let's give this a go. And darn it, it was great.
It was delightful.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So worth doing?
Totally.
Would you ever do it again?
I don't know. I want to give it some time, get some new material, check in with Jay down the road, see what I think.
Yeah. I did have one of my coworkers today mention he really liked the parachute cat.
Oh, really?
Art piece.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you know a guy.
I know a guy. Just saying.
Andrea, my wife, how are you?
Jay, I am doing great. I had a blast at your art gallery opening. Things with my book are just chucking along. I've got two locations in town that are going to display and sell my book for me, which is very exciting. And I've had a couple like author events, which have been really fun. And just like, I feel like I'm gaining momentum on it. So that makes me really happy. Plus I'm writing more. So I've kind of been, I feel like I've been like tunnel vision on this book, but it's been like just the exciting part of my life right now.
Oh, so cool. Dear listener, you had no idea you were going to get a podcast with such creative people that we it's spewing out of our ears. That's what
we
do.
Can't even control it. Also, I made a little crochet this past week.
Yeah.
And it's a popcorn bucket. Oh, and it's got a little face on it too.
You texted that to me and I laughed out loud at my desk. Awesome. It was perfect. Yeah. Those, I didn't think crochet could be as creative as you've got there. And now I'm like, this is like a whole art form in itself.
It's a whole thing.
Wow. Yeah. Huh. All right, darling, what do you say we get into the news?
Let's do it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Andrea, I'm going to talk about the news.
All right, it's news time. Buckle up.
What you got?
All right. First off, it is March, so that is Women History Month.
Woo!
So what's funny in this, I'm going to be judged. I really have to think how to say women, because it's spelled woman, pronounced women, and I feel I get it wrong sometimes.
If it ends in an A-N, it's one woman.
Woman. It starts with an O. You woman. Hit the O hard.
And if it ends in an E-N,
you hit the E hard.
Then it's women. Women.
But it's spelled W-O.
Right.
Yep. I know. And this is just part of learning about women.
And if you want to embrace if you want to embrace the patriarchy, you can look and see if it ends in man or men.
Yeah, I see. Ooh, well, I mean,
woman or woman.
I get it. Yes, I've lesson learned.
But if you want to deny the patriarchy its titles for ladies, then you will call it something else. I don't know.
I'm not going
to. Or spell it with a Y-N or something.
I'm not going to take that road. Not here. Didn't think I'd end up here, but thank you very much.
So Women's History Month.
Yeah. So because it is Women's History Month, we got a whole tab on Disney Plus. So there's playlist galore. There's a playlist for women in music. Mm-hmm. Which includes the new Taylor Swift.
The Eras Tour.
Eras Tour.
Yeah.
Women of Impact, Stories That Matter, directed by women, and even more it just kept going. And so I'm like, I'm going to take these top four. But definitely check that out. We... here at Disney Plus, have been watching due diligently, piece by piece, the Taylor Swift Eras Tour,
which I saw in theaters, but was very excited to be able to rewatch on Disney Plus. Not only because it has additional songs that weren't released in the theatrical version, but also because I can share the joy of the Eras Tour with Jay.
All right, I maybe started listening to Taylor Swift last year. I'm going to say that.
Okay.
She's been around for a decade.
Yeah.
I just now started. I'm straight up going to say I'm shocked. What my brain thought Taylor Swift music was versus what she's actually making on the albums. Mm-hmm. The two albums we're listening to, Folklore
and Evermore.
And they're more folky. I really appreciate it. I thought it would be like pop, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. She's a talented singer.
They have substance to them a lot of times. It's not just, I mean, there are some that are just like, woo, fun. But like a lot of them, it's more than just like party girl songs or get shaken on the dance floor type songs.
Exactly. Yeah. And watching the Eras Tour, which came through Kansas City, not only did it come through Kansas City, she's played here twice, two nights in a row. She got a boyfriend out of the deal. And
pretty awesome one.
Yeah.
We'll say the Kansas Cityans who are very proud of this relationship.
Very proud. We match made them. And then I remember just the craziness of her footprint while in town. We're talking, I would go to Target and look at LPs on Taylor Swift LPs. People would put Taylor Swift bracelets on the LPs for other people looking at Taylor Swift bracelets at Target. Or there would be a line 90 minutes long to get their picture taken with. Not Taylor Swift, but a sign that said Taylor Swift Boulevard and way out there, Missouri. You know, it's just like, wow.
Yeah.
It was an event. So I'm like, what is this? What is Taylor Swift Eras? Why do I want to watch whatever? And now that I'm watching it with you, and I'm kind of getting on the Taylor Swift bandwagon, her shows are going to be, I'm going to say, it's definitely a rock concert, but I'm also going to say mixed with a Broadway.
It's a theatrical experience.
The effects, the messaging, like what she can do with the stage, and she has actors, backups, like it's impressive.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to understand the fandom. So
nice.
That's my read on it. What do you have anything to add?
I think you've covered it. Like I'm delighted by her. I don't know that I call myself a super fan yet. I only have three of her albums now at this point on vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
But I like her. I'm enjoying her music. I think the Eras tour is just magnificent to watch. So yeah. Thumbs up to Miss Swift for doing her thing.
Thanks, Taylor. Okay. This just in. I did the show notes a while ago, and due to laziness or bad timing, some of the news is out of date. But this also gives me opportunity to talk about the latest and greatest news.
Ooh.
On the fly.
Oh, gosh.
So I have a trailer for you. I'm going to throw this up. And we're just going to... I want your reaction.
Okay.
Close your eyes. Your eyes can deceive you.
Little Jedi kids doing a meditation.
You must not trust them. Tell me what comes into your mind.
Life. Balance. I see fire.
This June.
Someone is killing Jedi. It doesn't make sense.
What happened?
I sensed darkness.
This isn't about good or bad. This is about power and who is allowed to use it.
What is that?
Lightsabers.
We got a red lightsaber. That's not good.
Blue, green, yellow.
The Acolyte. Star Wars. Huh.
So this trailer just dropped 7 hours ago.
Okay, that is very recent news.
It's already over 3 million streams.
Dang.
Yeah. What is your reaction? What's your thoughts? Star Wars Acolyte.
I am so behind on Star Wars. So I feel like there's about 5 shows I need to watch to be caught up on it.
So you feel unqualified to watch this one?
Maybe. But also, it looks interesting. It maybe looks like I don't need a lot of like background knowledge to be able to watch it.
It's hard to know when in the timeline this takes
place. That's what I was wondering too. Is this like young Anakin becomes Darth Vader era, or is this like after the sequel trilogy? Like, yeah. when is this falling in the timeline?
That's a good question. I don't know.
So, yeah, just, it has sparked curiosity in me. I maybe would be interested in watching the first couple episodes, see if I'm into it.
It looks good. Like, here's my thing. Will there be a Baby Yoda appearance? Will there be comic relief? Because Andor, technically, is a fantastic show and series, but it is made for adults. It's intense, the whole shebang.
Well,
it's,
Mandalorian was intense, but we like that one.
With Baby Yoda, who is comic relief, who brought joy and relaxation to the viewers.
Okay.
I feel, I want that in the Acolyte. I want, like, maybe the fat kid that always goes to the Pop-Tarts instead of Jedi training room, or, you know,
I don't. So you want the Sandlot in like Star Jedi. Wars form?
And then they lose their lightsaber, but there's a big dog on the other side.
Oh, no, my gosh.
That would be hilarious.
All right. Alrighty. Well, that's a hot take. Thank you.
Off the top of your head, mm-hmm. I know I didn't prepare this.
No.
And you didn't either, but we're really good at picking this up. Do you have any recommendations to anybody on Disney Plus that, you know, it's there, go for it?
Honestly, I don't think so, unless I tell people to go watch the Eras Tour. But I think we beat that one to death.
Well, and what is interesting about the Eras Tour that I didn't really bring up. So we all know the Disney crackdown, I think, happened.
Yeah.
For the password sharing. So suddenly a lot of people are finding themselves, oh, my Disney Plus account doesn't work.
Got to sign back in. My password?
Oh, it doesn't work. It's I have to. And like. The risk was, maybe I don't need it. But now that the Eras Tour has dropped like 2 days after this crackdown, I'm starting to think, this timing of it all seems
very clever, Disney.
Seems like bait here.
Checkmate.
Checkmate. Which, you know, I guess you got to do what you got to do to keep old Mickey afloat.
Yeah, but didn't they start off saying, we don't care who you share with?
I don't have that quote. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember which streaming service was like, share with whoever you want.
Yeah.
And it might have been Disney Plus when they started out.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I'll have to look that up. I shouldn't just make things up like that.
Yeah, good. Good. Yeah. All right. That concludes the news. One twist, though, the Oscars did happen.
They sure did.
We love the Oscars here at Disney Plus.
We did watch them.
And we are.
I don't know if we love them.
Well, we love watching them. And I'm going to say I love them because it's like the one social time. So I say social. It's a one time we as a country can get together and honor art because we have. Sports on pedestals. I don't think there's a big public beyond the Oscars. I know there's other award shows, but like the Oscars to me feels like the biggest art award show out there.
I think it's kind of silly to give awards to art.
Oh, I disagree.
It's so subjective. And you've got this group of people, and in their minds, they have an idea of what's Oscar worthy. And I think it's tainted by the movies that have come before. And it has to like fit into a certain pattern to be Oscar worthy. And if something, I'm going to go ahead and say it. I thought Barbie was an influential film. This past year, I thought it was an important film.
I agree.
I thought it resonated with women all over the globe. And I heard maybe some old school Oscar Academy folks call it just a big advertisement. And they kind of missed the point.
Oh, I agree.
So I feel like because Barbie was colorful and bright and fun, in addition to being influential, it didn't really have a shot at the Oscars. And I think that's a shame.
I'm not going to argue that point because I agree with you. You very well put that together, and I agree with your point. My point, though, is in general, if we didn't have the Oscars, if we didn't have a way to honor art, even though it may have not been, maybe it's a little on the corrupt side or old flawed right now. I think the award itself is extremely important and will keep inspiration happening and creativity and chasing something that's beyond money. Awarding's
that's a good point. Like if you took it away,
yeah,
then what's the incentive to make to try and strive for something that's better than just commercial?
Exactly. It's a commercial success.
Okay.
And like especially those like poor documentary filmmakers that risk their lives to make these important docs, yeah, that are seen by what, 20,000 people,
yeah,
which is not a lot.
Yeah.
So
how else are they gonna, you know?
Yeah, this is breakout. It, yeah, is very important to honor art. So hopefully, okay, it will get a little more less flawed, and you know, anyway.
Anyway,
now that,
yeah,
we
you convinced me,
had heart to hearts about this,
the Oscars happened. We watched it.
You may be saying, Jay, Andrea, what on earth did Disney have in the mix?
Because, oh,
good old Walt Disney. Uh-huh. He routinely would come home with just a arm or two full of,
oh,
Oscars.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And that was kind of his thing. You know, he would win the awards. So the Disney,
I think
movies,
they developed that best animation Oscar because of Walt Disney.
I bet so.
And the work he was doing.
Yeah. Okay. So the noms for Disney, we had Poor Things that won a whole bunch.
So Disney
owns Poor Things.
Owns the company that created it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's on Hulu. It is not on Disney Plus. However, around the world, it is on Disney Plus, and if you have seen it, it's extremely rated R. and people are like, why is this on Disney Plus?
Oh, we've talked about, yeah, it. Like, okay, other countries have,
yeah,
more adult stuff on Disney Plus, and in the U.S. they've split it.
Yep. Okay. The second is The Creator. I don't remember The Creator. Maybe it's... I don't know. Bobby Wine, People's President. I hear this one is... is this the one... I'm trying to remember. I don't think it is. There's one on there that is about public school music.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if that's it. But then we have Elemental.
Elemental.
We saw that in theaters. Yeah. Did not win an Oscar, but darn if we didn't.
It got nominated. Yeah.
It sure did.
It was great.
It was great. Flaming Hot.
Yeah.
If there was one movie to celebrate a chip.
So the movie did not get nominated. Like an original song from Flaming Hot got nominated. And to be honest, it wasn't that great of a song.
Also, I believe Best Director.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was...
really?
Yeah, Eva Longoria, a female. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
No, I don't think so. Because there was only one woman in Best Director category. And that was Anatomy of a Fall gal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I could have, yeah, made up history right
I think
there.
You did.
Okay. Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Who didn't love that?
Oh, was that makeup?
It was it had two or three. I think, okay, visual effects also.
Okay.
And then the last Repair Shop.
That was about music.
And, yeah, that I've heard will bring you to your knees, will make you weep. It is one of the best. Like, if you've never seen a documentary, this is the one to say, okay, I want to try these documentaries.
Okay.
Like, it is that good.
And that one won, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
It did. Indiana Jones and the Dial for Destiny.
I think makeup or special effects.
If they can make Harrison Ford look like Indiana Jones.
Ooch.
Zing. Zing. And then Andrea and I actually did watch Nay Nay and Waipoi. And that was pretty good.
It was the old ladies doing fun things around their house.
It warms your heart.
It was sweet.
It really...
It was a documentary short, and it was just cute.
To me, you kind of got a lesson on how to live because you watched,
yeah,
that. You know, yes, they're close to death. The way they approach it, the way they live is joyous. And they're not afraid. You know, it's great. So I would recommend
Nice
Nay, nay, why, boy. All right. What do you say we do some improv?
Okay.
Roll sound.
Rolling.
Sound production, take two.
Oh, boy, it is time for some improv.
We must take it to DEFCON 3.
Once I got that tattoo removed, I decided it was time to buy a Jeep.
Blue!
And action.
Ping pong.
Hello?
Pizza delivery.
Oh, Pizza Planet. Excellent. Yeah. Thank you. What's the damage?
It'd be $31.55.
For one pizza?
Hey, man, should I call Jeez, my manager?
Like all the cheese is slid to one side? How? What kind of, like, were you tilting the box?
I thought it was pretty clear on the app, one, the price of Pizza Planet, but also...
Will you take a coupon?
I was taking a rocket here. We're known for quick.
Yeah, you were quick. Okay, so maybe that's worth the extra. Okay.
The cheese, pulled yeah. the cheese. It's called yeah. the cheese cheese.
What, no breadsticks?
I can go get them real quick. It'll take me like 3 minutes.
Okay.
Bink.
Wow. Right,
I got that was some breadsticks. Quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
$31.50, you said?
It's now $41.50.
Dang it. Here, just take my wallet.
Joyous, joyous improv that everybody asks for and loves.
Everybody wants to hear us make up things.
All right. Let's do it. Toy Story 3.
All right, Jay.
Did we see this together?
Did we? I don't think so.
No.
We didn't hang out then.
Yeah, okay.
We had met each other by this point, but yeah. I think, yeah.
Maybe.
Because it was 2008 or 2009.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we saw it together.
Not a dry eye in the house.
No. No, all I remember is, like, it's sad because Andy's going to college. It's kind of dark.
There is toys prepared to die.
And we all expected this to be the last Toy Story movie.
Yeah.
So everyone who had seen the first one when they were children, who are now like grown up, are dealing with this in a very emotional way.
Sit ready to say goodbye to the toys.
Right. I know. So that's what I remember. I'm hoping when we watch it, we'll realize that there's fun, too.
I hope so, too. I'm kind of excited. Should we watch a trailer?
Let's watch a trailer.
Lovely music.
Watch out! No, just keep playing.
She's on the camcorder.
Home video. I've been cool.
Oh, I can't make it through this trailer without tearing up.
No.
Andy's growing up.
He's watching movies with his toys. He's playing with them.
Andy's going to college. Can you believe it?
Mom, I'm not leaving till Friday. What are you going to do with these old toys?
Right, Woody.
Oh,
don't you
man.
Get it? We're finished. Obsolete. Over the hill.
Now, come on, guys. We all knew this day was coming.
We're getting thrown away?
No, no one's getting thrown away.
We ain't ever getting played with.
Hold on. This is no time to be hysterical.
It's the perfect time to be hysterical.
Should we be hysterical?
Now.
Yes.
Maybe, but not right now.
Come on. Let's see how much we're going for on eBay.
Toys!
Oh, daycare. Oh.
Where's my nose?
Here it is.
Here's your arm.
Give me that. That's
Honey,
mine.
The mustache.
No toy gets left behind.
One, three.
Whoa.
To infinity and beyond.
To reset your Buzz Lightyear, insert paperclip.
Rex, use your finger.
Did you fix Buzz?
Bitácora espacial.
Sort of.
Buzz Lightyear al rescate!
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Return of the astronaut.
Oh, it's in 3D.
Here's my question. All right, so we are assuming the toy stays the toy until the child has grown and gone.
Right.
Are the toys' life infinite? Like, do they expect to live for infinity? Like, are they?
I guess so. Like,
shouldn't they be like, I'm ready to go. My useful.
Wait, you want them to just like, you want the like toy soul to leave the like toy form?
It almost seems cruel if it's going to live in that toy forever.
It does, because their kids are going to grow up and then who knows what's going to happen to them.
Oh, that's torture.
I think that's what the whole idea of this is.
Oh, this is some heavy stuff.
I know. And I'm thinking, what did I do with all my old toys?
Yeah.
Where are they now?
Oh, I feel terrible. Should we go watch a movie?
Yeah, let's watch a movie.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for the movie.
Which remote do we use again?
I'll get the popcorn.
There could be spoilers.
We'll be back in
4, 3, 2, 1.
And we are back.
We are back.
Oh, man. The Kleenex box is about halfway empty. We have just finished Toy Story 3.
Toy Story 3.
Oh, Jay, man.
Reactions.
Yeah. It hurt. Like, it was nostalgic. It had like saying goodbye to your toy.
Yeah.
Heavily in there. Also very stressful.
Yeah.
Shockingly. Like, I'm tired. To be a toy is so stressful.
It's scary and stressful and you have no control.
And it's not just about this love from your child. No, this is
most of the time you're just sitting around waiting to be played with.
Oh, you're missing. No, most of the time you're running an adventure and trying to jump on the back of a pizza truck and escape
well, yeah.
from an evil bear.
Yeah, in Toy Story, yeah.
Oh, yikes. So I was very stressed out.
It was moving. It was very sad. It was stressful, indeed. I thought it was a very good end to this Toy Story trilogy until they made Toy Story 4, but we won't talk about that one.
Rumor is there's a Toy Story 5.
All but right. Let's do the play-by-play.
Boy, Andrea, it's amazing how the song the band is playing sounds so much the same every
They're
time.
They're so consistent.
They are so consistent.
They are pros.
Very professional. Good job, gang.
All right. So Toy Story 3, we open up in the Wild West with a train sequence. We see Mr. Potato Head and Mrs. Potato Head, and they've stolen a bunch of money. And we see Sheriff Woody chasing them down. But they're on a train with the orphans, who are a bunch of trolls. And the Potato Heads take out the bridge on the train. And anyway, we get this whole like play sequence that's just epic and awesome. Because you're seeing it like this imaginary world and them playing in it. It's so fun. And then we see, okay, it's Andy playing with his toys. He's still young. And we have You've Got a Friend in Me playing over the title sequence.
Right away, just tugging at the heartstrings. They're going in heat-seeking missiles here. for your emotions. And I think it's just to remind you, hey, toys are fun. Here's how everybody had fun with them.
Yeah.
But then also, I'm going to say Andy was an expert at playing with toys.
Oh, he's very good at integrating all of them.
And I was not that good. Like, by comparison, I'm like, God, he was so creative. And
my favorite was the, like, A-bomb that was just the barrel of monkeys.
I guess the
they
way
drop it, and then they're like thousands of monkeys coming
was,
after.
That was impressive. Yeah, that was very impressive.
So then we get the kind of the video camera. We see Andy growing up, and that's the nostalgia factor hitting you. And we come to present day. Andy is 17 or 18, and he's a few days shy of going to college. And we see our toys. Andy's out of the room, and the toys are having a staff meeting. They've attempted to, like, get Andy's attention by, like, calling his cell phone. And he opens up the trunk of toys and sees them all laying in there. Rifles through, grabs his phone, and walks away. So they call a staff meeting. They're like, oh, well, we tried. We knew it was a long shot. You kind of learn that a lot of the toys we're familiar with from the previous movies have either been donated or garage sailed or something. And there's very few of them left. And they haven't been played with in a long time. And they're kind of wondering what's going to happen to them when Andy goes to college. The Green Army men bail out. They're like, we're going in the trash bag as soon as he leaves, so we're getting out of here.
We're first to go.
Andy's mom comes in with a box and says, hey, you may want to donate some things. Here, throw some things in the trash. Things either go in the attic donation or they're going to college with you. Like, this room needs to be empty. And they all get thrown in a trash bag, except for Woody, who gets put in the college box.
Oh, boy. That, I mean, poor Woody. I mean, it's one of those, yes, he was chosen, but it's sad that he was the only one to go. But also, I never took a toy to college.
Yeah, I don't think I did either.
Yeah.
So you kind of get the sense, like, Woody really means something to him. But also, I was thinking about this, because this happens the whole movie. Is Woody going to stick with Andy, or is Woody going to go with the other toys, his friends?
Yeah.
And in this movie, at least, Woody consistently jumps out of the college box to go with the other toys. So that's kind of an interesting choice from Woody.
I think so, too. That is interesting.
The toys are in a trash bag, but Woody sees that Andy's pulled down the attic stairs and was going to put him in the attic. The mom got confused, saw him in a trash bag, and took him out to the curb. So there's this whole, he was just trying to throw us out. No, he was trying to put you in the attic argument that happened.
Already, I am stressed out. Like,
yeah.
Why is this movie so stressful? Movie from Pixar just be like, hey, we're going to go to the Disneyland and have fun. And we don't need life or death, getting thrown out, going to college, saying goodbye. Okay.
Change is hard. So anyway, they escape from the trash bag and they go and jump in the donation box that's in the mom's car. Woody sees all this happen and he jumps in the box with them. They get taken to the daycare. They get put in, the butterfly room?
Sunnyside Daycare, I believe this is what it's called.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay, so we meet some characters at this daycare.
So it's kind of bait and switchy. They have a ring going on. So it's
they come in, it seems super friendly, super nice. Kids play with us every day.
Mm-hmm.
The main
character in charge is this giant fluffy bear that smells like strawberries named Lotso. Lotso Huggin.
And he's just, welcome, toys. So glad to have you. Yeah. You'll be loved, and promises them the world.
Yeah. Then they get led to the caterpillar room.
Not the caterpillar.
Door gets locked. They're like, oh, okay, this is nice. And then we see the children in the caterpillar room.
They are toddlers, and they are just drooling, smacking. Like, it's, they're not playing with a toy. The toy is like a weapon or a means of just destruction.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's like these children are awful or it's just they're too young for the toys that have been put in there. And mm-hmm. I think that's kind of more what it is.
Yeah.
Like, they don't really know how to play with them, so they get paint all over them, and they're smacking them on the ground, and it's just really rough playtime.
It's kind of a careful what you wish for moment with these Andy's toys that have kind of been abandoned, and mm-hmm. now they're like, playtime, and they're like, oh, no.
Oh, no, we didn't want this kind of playtime. Not every kid is Andy.
Yep.
So, meanwhile, Woody has, like, tried to explain to them, you're supposed to be in the attic. We need to be there for Andy. And they're like, no, we're going to get playtime here. This is before they got playtime. And so Woody's like, okay, I'm going to escape. So we get this big long sequence where Woody escapes the daycare. He like climbs up into the bathroom window and then takes a kite off the roof and ends up in a tree where Bonnie finds him.
Yes. Woody always goes on huge adventures here. Nothing small, little, I mean, good on Woody for having fun. He almost has more fun on himself. But yes, Bonnie discovers Woody and the actual joy, a connection.
Yeah. Bonnie is another special child who is really creative with her toys, has fun with them, but plays with them appropriately. So Woody meets all of Bonnie's toys, and they're like, we do a lot of improv here. Just stay loose and go with it.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is a great new place. Like, yeah, why wouldn't you as a toy want to stay there?
Yeah, this is at Bonnie's house,
yes.
To be clear.
Yeah, they're playing at Bonnie's house. He's met Bonnie's other toys. Meanwhile, back at the daycare, they've been locked up in the caterpillar room. Buzz goes to find the bear to request
that, a transfer.
He's like, well, not age appropriate. We need to be in the other room. And Lotso's like, no can do. We need the younger, stronger toys to be in that room.
Oh, Lotso.
Buzz keeps fighting them. And so they hold Buzz down and they do a factory reset on him.
This is where it's very funny. I think, when he gets reset, he goes back to like,
Space Ranger
Buzz, not a toy. I'm here on a mission. And he almost joins that side.
Yeah, he does.
Bunch,
we kind of have a Cool Hand Luke moment because we've got a Mr. Potato Head spends a night in the box, and they have the whole like, if you do this, you spend the night in the box. And the box is the sandbox outside.
Yeah. Oh, very funny.
So that was very funny. But yeah, it becomes apparent that these are bad toys and they don't care that they're getting abused in the caterpillar room. Oh, Woody is talking to Bonnie's toys and says, no, I need to get back to Andy. And then they bring up the daycare and they're like, wow, we can't believe you escaped from that place. That place is terrible. And Woody's like, what are you talking about? Then this clown sitting up on the windowsill turns around and tells a sad story about how he, Lotso, and the giant baby doll had a great owner who loved them, but then they went out and they played somewhere and the owner fell asleep and the parents like forgot the toys and left them out.
It's the Lotso origin story.
Yeah. And then they like walk all the way back to the house. And by the time they get there, Lotso's been replaced with a new
Lotso.
With a new like snuggle strawberry bear.
Yeah.
So Lotso's so angry, something in him breaks, and they make their way to the daycare. Now he runs it, but his heart is gone.
Oh my gosh. Already. Just, if they weren't toys, this would be a heavy, terrible movie that you should not bring kids to.
Yeah, but it is dark.
It is, yeah. And stressful.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Woody, having heard that,
needs to go rescue his friends.
I need to go save my friends. So he goes back to Sunnyside, and he starts talking to the telephone on wheels. The telephone on wheels is like, yeah, there's no way out of here, but they won't break me. But then he goes through this like heist overview. You want to get out of here? Well, first you got to deal with the locks. And then you got to deal with the monkey on surveillance. And then there are cameras. Like, it's that whole, like, this is impossible to get out of here
kind of
moment.
Yeah, and I'm going to say, I feel Ocean's 11 was very popular back then.
Yeah.
And this is a total Ocean's 11 escape. You know, people are acting. There's roles. There's manipulation. Like, it's a whole escape fun scene.
Which I tried to track all this because Woody, all we see is Woody's like, guys, we got to get out of here, but we need everyone.
How is Woody's brain so developed that he can come up with this masterful escape plan?
Okay, so
listen to
here's
what
we had going on. First, we have Potato Head, who kind of fakes that he's escaping. He gets captured. He gets thrown in the box. Meanwhile, Woody and Slink have to get to the surveillance room and neutralize the monkey. Because the monkey will squeal on him if it sees him. So there's a whole sequence there where they're like wrapping tape around the monkey, and it's a whole thing. We see Potato Head. Someone throws a tortilla out the window to Potato Head, who's in the box.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know. Hold on. Let's just keep going with this. It gets ridiculous.
And his, like, all of his little, like, eyeballs and feet and everything sneak out a hole and attach themselves to the tortilla. And as Mr. Tortilla Head, or Mr. Tortilla Man, whatever he's called, he kind of slumps his way over to check and make sure Lotso's asleep. And then he flashes a warning signal into the other room.
On Earth, it's like Mr. Potato Head is magical, and each piece is its own thing, and it doesn't matter what he is. Oh, and then, side note, Mrs. Potato Head can see back in Andy's room with her
eyes. Because one of her eyes is missing.
It's just, they hit Potato Head hard to fill some plot holes here.
Yeah, okay. Meanwhile, Barbie is keeping Ken occupied in his, like, clothing room. He's putting on a fashion show for her. He's one of the, like, henchmen. So she's keeping him preoccupied until she sees her opportunity, and she, like, pins him to the ground and asks how to fix Buzz. And Buzz tells him about the manual and how they did a factory reset. So they go down, they fix Buzz, but now Buzz speaks Spanish because they held the button too long.
This was actually very funny. Maybe a little offensive now and didn't age so well, but man, I laughed when Buzz starts doing like cha-chas and being the seductive Buzz stereotype, obviously.
Meanwhile, Slinky and Woody have gotten the key after neutralizing the monkey, and they've unlocked the door. So they're all sneaking out. Meanwhile, Potato Head has his tortilla has been ripped in two by a pigeon or something. So then he goes and finds a cucumber in the garden and attaches himself to that.
Just, all right, whatever.
Oh, meanwhile, Ham and Rex, like, fake a fight to, like, get Buzz over there, and then they jump on him so they can do the factory reset. So all of this stuff is happening, and you're like, wait, why are they doing that? But then it all comes together, and they get out. They escape. They're almost out. They're going through the dumpster chute. But wait, the bear is there. Lotso has discovered their escape, and the trash truck is coming. And they have a little confrontation. They're like, Lotso, we know about Daisy, because Woody has told him this. And you can be a better bear. It's okay. She loved you. It was just a mistake. And he's like, I don't care. Anyway, the baby throws the bear in the dumpster. It's very Darth Vader throwing the Emperor down the hole kind of thing. And all of them jump over the dumpster. They're almost escaped. But at the very last moment, Lotso's hand comes up and grabs Woody's leg and yanks him down into the dumpster. So, of course, everybody else has to jump in the dumpster to try and help Woody. The garbage truck comes right at that moment. They make their way to the dump.
Ugh, the dump scene is terrible.
They're going through the dump. There's all this, like, mashing and chopping, and they somehow, like, they make their way through the masher by grabbing onto something metal, like, that goes up on the ceiling. And then they drop on the other side, and they realize, oh, we're going towards the incinerator. Lotso's in there with them, and he gets to the ladder on the side. There's a stop button that he can hit. They're like, Lotso, hit the stop button. Yeah, yeah, okay. He gets up and he leaves. No stop button.
So now all these toys are linked arm in arm, ready to die.
They're sliding towards this, like, massive furnace that all the trash is sliding towards. And they just are like, okay, let's let this happen.
Disney, this is a children's movie. Why on earth is this scene in there?
Accepting the certainty of death, but they're linking hands and they're like, we're in this together. Like, that's kind of beautiful.
Yeah, I get it. And Oscar, for adults, but
for children, they're like,
thank God for a squeaky little green alien who's obsessed with the claw.
The claw at the very last second when they're starting to melt. This giant, like, trash claw flies over and picks them all up. And you look up in the control room and it's the little alien guys. The claw, they say. So they pull them out. They're safe now. Hooray. Lotso, meanwhile, has stumbled out through a different exit and gets picked up by a trash truck driver who's like, oh, I used to have a bear like this as a kid. Straps him on the front of his truck, and that's what happened to Lotso.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess it's better than falling to death like normal Disney villains.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. I don't know.
So they look up and they see their trash truck driver, which I guess they know because he's always, like, kind of whistling and singing the same song. And they're like, hey, that's the guy that goes by our street. So they hop in his trash truck and get back to Andy's house.
This is kind of the bow on top moment. Like, yeah, it's all coming together.
Yeah. They get back. They jump in. I guess it's a donation box. It's just a rando empty box. But Woody initially hops in the college box, but then he hops out again, grabs a marker, and writes something on the side of the box. And then hops in. Andy comes up, looks at the box, and goes, huh, okay. He picks it up, drives away with it. and gets to Bonnie's house.
Oh.
So Woody must have directed him to, like, hey, give these toys to Bonnie or something.
Mm-hmm. It just, and this is where the movie ends.
Well, we get a kind of a last big playtime with Bonnie and Andy and the toys. And one moment where Andy sees Woody laying in the bottom of the box because Woody hopped in the box with his friends. And Andy's like, oh, he's not supposed to be in there. But then he looks at Bonnie, who's so excited to see her cowboy doll again because, remember, she had seen him before. And Andy's like, okay, here, you can have them. These are very special toys to me. He introduces them all. And then they play together. And then Andy drives away, kind of a tear in his eye. Thanks for everything, toys.
It just, the next
roll credits.
The next movie that comes out better be Bonnie just playing and having fun. Like, I know Toy Story 4 was another, like, bootstrap adventure. Like, I don't want toys' deaths involved. I don't want mortality. I don't want abandonment. I want Bonnie playing with a toy and, like, look, I'm a drive-through. Beep, beep. who ordered the fries?
Yeah, keep hoping.
Yeah, it probably won't sell.
So, end credits. Andy has passed his toys on to a good home.
Wow.
And scene.
And scene. Wow. What a movie. Should we get to some?
Here are true facts about
Toy Story 3. All right. So Toy Story 3 is set 10 years after the events of Toy Story 2. Just so you know. So Andy is 17, 18.
Okay.
Yeah. There was an alternate script by Disney. They started writing it around 2004. Kind of thinking they wrote it within Disney, and this was during all that time where they didn't know if they'd be working with Pixar anymore.
Okay.
They were kind of having friction with Pixar. So it was a possible Toy Story script excluding Pixar.
Whoa.
But the script was basically that Buzz was malfunctioning. And so the toys ship him to Taiwan for the recall, thinking that, like, they're going to fix him and send him back.
What?
But then they find out that they're not recalling him. They're just, like, melting him down.
Oh.
And so then somehow they get to Taiwan and go on a rescue mission. And meanwhile, Buzz is meeting other recalled toys.
Oh, my gosh.
So there was a whole script out there, but this was canceled when Disney bought Pixar in 2006.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What a fun fact.
Yeah. Thank you. Another kind of Easter egg, the batteries that were in Buzz. They, at some point, they pull out the batteries for the full factory reset. And the batteries were the brand By and Large, which, if you'll remember, is the big company from WALL-E.
The big, oh.
By and Large batteries. Yep.
That's hilarious.
You got one?
Yeah. All right. So let me find a good one. The first animated film to make $1 billion at worldwide box office.
Wow.
The film achieved this August 27th, 2010. $1 billion. Wow.
The actors were recruited for this movie with a full story reel, like shown in a theater. Usually what they do when they're trying to get actors on board is they send them a script, but instead they brought them all in, sat them down in a theater, and, like, basically rolled the storyboard for them with voice and sound effects and everything.
Good idea.
And that, like, all the actors thought that was cool and got on board.
Yeah, that's a neat way to do it. So Michael Keaton plays Ken.
Got it.
And Ken says in the movie, take him to the library. Uh-huh. However, when it was recorded as take him to the library, And it was such a hit, they kept it in.
Okay, they just like the way he mispronounced library. It. It's a take Ken. Him to the library.
It's Ken.
Ken doesn't know how to say library. He's,
yeah, even back then, Ken was kind of a doofus.
Oh, he's got Kenergy. This movie, in addition to being nominated for Best Animated Feature, was nominated for Best Picture for Oscars.
Really?
Which is very unusual for animated films.
I think I remember that.
Did not win, but got nominated. And that's kind of a big deal, especially for like a second sequel and an animated. That's just crazy.
So I got another little fun fact. The Pizza Planet delivery truck has appeared in every Pixar film except The Incredibles. Isn't that funny?
That is hilarious. I wrote down some quotes from film critics at the time because, as you can tell, being nominated for Best Picture, making $1 billion, this movie was universally acclaimed. So I just wanted to share two critics' thoughts, like just a little clip from them. From Entertainment Weekly, the critics said, "Even with the bar raised high, Toy Story 3 enchanted and moved me so deeply, I was flabbergasted that a digitally animated comedy about plastic playthings could have this effect."
Wow.
Here's another one.
Okay.
The New York Times film critic said, "This film, this whole three-part, 15-year epic about the adventures of a bunch of silly plastic junk turns out also to be a long, melancholy meditation on loss, impermanence, and that noble, stubborn, foolish thing called love." Yeah. I thought that summed it up pretty well.
It did.
Yeah.
As a kid's movie.
As a kid's movie, yeah.
So this caught my eye. And I think I even said something about it while we're watching. When Barbie is going through Ken's closet, they come across a blue and gold Letterman's jacket with a K embroidered on the breast and "State" pennant laying across the front. However, this was for Michael Keaton, the voice of Ken, who graduated from Kent State.
That's awesome.
And the colors are blue and gold. So
I kind of wondered, because this was kind of the first like non-terrible movie to feature Barbie and Ken, right? Mm. Like Barbie and Ken have made like the made-for-direct-to-video, entertain three-year-olds kind of movies. But this was the first one that's like, okay, these are real characters and they're fun to watch.
Yeah.
I wonder if this factored in at all into the idea of the Barbie movie.
Ooh. We'll have to call up...
We'll call up Greta.
Greta.
See if she thought about this scene at all.
All right, I got one more.
Okay.
All right, Lee Unrich stated that Rex and Trixie come from the same toy line of dinosaurs.
Oh, I kind of wonder.
They look
similar.
It's the same toy line.
Yeah, I like Trixie. Playing a game online with a dinosaur down the
street.
That
was very fun.
Cool.
Cool. Man, it's getting a little chilly over here, don't you think?
Sure.
Grandpa, is that you? Gramps, do you have a question for me? Grandpa?
What is the moral of the story?
Grandpa?
Grandpa! Okay, the moral of the story of Toy Story 3. I mean, it's a lot. There's a lot of stuff to deal with here.
Yeah. Ah, gosh. Take care of your belongings? I don't know.
Be good to everybody?
It's not about your job. It's about the people you're going through life with.
Maybe.
Or in this case, the other toys you're going through life with.
That's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Good work. I think I want to stick with that.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right, folks. You have made it. We have made it. We have done it. This is the end of the show. Thank you so, so, so much for sticking with us.
Yeah.
Rate us, thumbs up us, high five us. Just give some random person a high five if you're hearing this.
I like that.
Stay tuned because our next episode is Tangled.
Tangled.
Tangled.